as industry changes, as the workplace changes, we tend to look back fondly at some of those industries that really did make a huge impact here in the Hunter. One of those places is the former smelter at Curry. It had a few name changes in its time, but most of us will remember it fondly as Alcan. And they are having a reunion for those that worked in the smelter very shortly. And Paul O'Brien joins us from that organising committee. Good morning, Paul. I'm just going to call it Alcan. You'll have to forgive me for that, OK?
Yeah, good morning, mate. Yeah, no, that's fine, mate. We all know it as Alcan or the can, mate. It was, it's officially known as, mate. But it's gone through a lot of name changes over the years, and it's just the state of the industry, I guess.
So, Paul, I guess being such a very vital part of the coalfields, what impact did we see it play in the broader community?
Well, it had a huge impact. In 2012, when it closed, it reverberated right across the coalfields and wider into, across the Hunter region into Newcastle, because it was a very large employer and sustained a lot of the businesses, a lot of the growth in the area, and everyone was affected, not only the families of the men and women that worked at the smelter, but the businesses, the corner cafes, the service stations, and everywhere around the area, they all felt that, the brunt of that and the pressure of that closure. It was really, really large impact.
It's not just the raw numbers on the ground of the smelter, which in and of itself is very devastating, but it is all that wider communities that potentially have to put off staff and close down businesses. You know, you walk through the streets of Curry and there are bus stop seats that have got the Alcan imprinted on it. It's such an icon in the area.
Yeah, it is. 42 years that was at the back of Curry, and it was very iconic, and it certainly created families within families, and the people that worked there, the men and women that worked in the smelter, had this family feeling, and it was carried right through the social committees and through the whole workplace, and it certainly is iconic, and it's a shame that we don't have it there anymore.
I think you've touched on something there, Paul. For most of us, that a workplace does become like a second family. I guess it is very important now that the smelter has been relegated to history, that sense of family, that sense of community continues long into the future. With the reunion coming up, can you give us some information on what we can expect for those that will be making their way?
This is our 50th year of the reunion, and it continues to get bigger and better. It's held at the Curry Curry Bowling Club on the last Saturday of every November. It'll kick off on Saturday at 11 a.m. and we're expecting around from 250 to 300 former workers and their families to turn up and say g'day, and everyone is welcome to be there. We'll have some guest speakers, and we'll have some finger food, and we'll have quite a lot of social interaction all afternoon. So anyone who's ever had anything to do with the smelter is absolutely welcome to come along and say g'day.
And Paul, I think most of all, you'll have some memories on hand as well. We've got some information at our morning show page at 2NURFM.com for those who would like to get involved. For most of us, it's known as Alcan. For those who work there, Paul, it was simply known as the can that we've left this morning. I think we might learn a little bit more about what goes on in that one little word just between you and me. Paul, thank you for the time, and good luck. I'm sure the day will be a fantastic success.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mark, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to promote the reunion. Thank you.
It's our pleasure, Paul, and thank you to everybody who did work at the Alcan smelter, giving us a great sense of community in the coalfields. We do have that information for you at 2NURFM.com, of course. That's Paul O'Brien with the reunion coming up for the Curry Curry smelter at 2NURFM 103.7.